It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Schwartz Mowing. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening and welcome to Bath County High School. Patrick Armitage, Dave Moore, Bath County and Raceland here in Owingsville this evening. Davey, this is a Raceland team that we faced earlier on December the 4th. Bath County fell by 18 points there on the road. Some things have changed. Bath County was out in Montambershire, who had an injury.
Right.
But this is a good Raceland club. They're 10-9. They have lost three in a row, but they are a very good opponent coming to the gym tonight.
Yeah, I noticed that they won the All-A 16th region, played down in Corbin, lost in the first round. Like you say, Montana did not play the first round when we played them, and then also Mo was now eligible, so this is his second game back. So we've got a different lineup. Should be a different story tonight, hopefully. And I'm looking forward to a good ball game. I read on Twitter, I think it was Twitter, one day this weekend when I was trying to do a little scout on Raceland, seems like they've done really well against region teams the last couple of years, but they've really struggled in their own district. I think they're, out of their last 10 ball games in the district, they're 1-9. So, you know, outside their district, they've competed well. So it's going to be a tough ball game. You and I were talking before we come on here. They've got four kids that average in double figures. And, you know, we're going to have to be able to defend tonight.
Well, that's 63rd district. You know, you've got Russell, you've got Greenup, you've got Raceland, and you know, you got Lewis. And, you know, very competitive year in, year out. It could be a different opponent. And I know on the girls' side and the boys' side, in those regional tournaments, you draw a 63rd team, anything can happen, and you're usually going to get a good ball game. So you're exactly right. Struggling within that district, that doesn't necessarily mean you're a bad team.
No. And, you know, they're going to play hard. They're going to play physical because that's just the way they play in the 63rd, you know. You know when you're going up against Lewis, Russell, and Greenup, it's a physical ball game. So Russell's going to bring that tonight. You know, we witnessed a good JV game, went into double overtime. Raceland was able to pull it out. So, again, hopefully we get the same thing here in the varsity game.
Yeah, as Bath County comes in averaging 55 points a game, Wildcats are 5-13. This is Coach Matthew Perry's first season here at the helm for the Cats. Raceland is coached by Joe Bryan. He's 10-9. They average 65 points a game, so they're a little bit better on paper. They shoot a little more, a little better from the floor. But this is a Bath County team, like you said, a little different look. And, Davey, I know you were here the other night. You know, adding Mo Rennie has given Bath County a different look, a 6'11 kid that has decent handles and can pass the basketball and score. He had 14 points and 8 rebounds in his first ball game. So that gives Bath County a little more of a scoring presence. It may take some pressure off some of our normal scoring threats. Bath County has three players that average double digits in Montana, Brashear, Taylor Sarl, and Jay Smith. So adding another scorer, adding another rebounder can do nothing but help.
Yeah, you know, I thought the other night when he played, you know, I was anticipating a little bit more rust than what I saw. I thought he played well. He looked to get others involved. He didn't, you know, try to shoot it every time down the floor. And he attacked, run the floor really well. Just, you know, finding opportunities to get him where he can score. Looks like to me he can score with his back to the basket or facing the basket. He's a nice looking jumper. He looked good on his free throws. Good looking stroke. So I see a lot of positives going forward with Bath County on this boys' side.
Bath County has Braden Roussis that averages 6, Eli McCarty averages 5, and Chase Robinson averages 3.5 points a ball game. So Bath County's added another depth piece and hopefully can continue to get better. And even though the record isn't isn't what Coach Perry and these fans want. Hopefully, when it comes district time, you know you're going to draw Fleming around. And not draw, but you're going to get him with a seed. But
right.
It's going to be one of those two. And it comes down to, can you win on that given night and play that perfect game? And I always think the answer is yes.
Yes.
And I'm sure if you asked the coaching staff, they'd say the same thing.
Yep. You know, they were starting to gel there a little bit. They were playing some, you know, some good basketball. I had them the Menifee night over at Menifee, and first half, if they hadn't started out sluggish, couldn't put the ball in the basket, they made a run during the second half. They might have been able to pull out that victory that night. So, seeing a lot of good things with what Coach Perry is doing with this bunch. You know, if they just keep working together, you know, some good things are happening. Like you say, the depth is really the key for this. For this bunch, you've got to be able to have a bench. You've got to be able to run some people in there, and hopefully tonight they'll do a little bit better job of taking care of the basketball other than what they did against Ram the other night.
So it's Wildcats and Rams here on WKC. You're home of the Wildcats and Lady Cats. You can also tune in to WKCARadio.com to stream the game live. We're going to head back to the studio, hear a few words from a couple sponsors. You're listening to the pregame show here on WKCA.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back as our pregame show continues here on WKCA. Patrick Armitage, Dave Moore. Montgomery Tractor Sales is one of our outstanding sponsors. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster Compact Tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on your wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. Stop in and see Randy, Phillip, Derek, the whole crew. One of my four ball players, Austin, they're all over there ready to take care of you if it comes time to purchase a tractor and any other piece of equipment at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. This is Bath County and Raceland here in Owingsville. Bath County coming off a 30-point loss to Round County, a game that we just didn't play well, to be honest. Just nothing really going well on the offensive end of the floor. It was a 7-2 ball game after a quarter. It was 11-5 halfway through the second quarter, and you just started thinking if you make a bucket here or there, you can maybe turn things around. But Colby Wilburn made a couple jumpers, and the next thing you know, Dave, it was kind of a one-sided deal.
Yeah, it turned real quick. As we discussed off air, those live ball turnovers really hurt Bath County that night. Brown scored, seemed like off every turnover that we committed live ball, they went down and scored. Like, they started hitting some shots, got their confidence. We never could get the ball to fall in the bucket, get our confidence going, and it was a struggle from that point on.
And just Bath County looking to get off to a good start. As we get into our Ira Kilburn opening arguments brought to you by Ira Kilburn, attorney in Salt Lake, you know, the start's key because the whole game the other night was not good. So it's got to be the good start. What are you thinking Bath County needs to do to win this ball game along with that?
Like you say, Red, the good start, you're on your home floor. You should have a good start on your home floor. And, again, take care of the basketball. Don't commit live ball turnovers. Don't commit turnovers at all. But, you know, take care of the basketball. When you got opportunity to score, especially in close, we've missed some open shots in close. We need to make those. And I think Coach Perry probably wants to be the one to control the tempo. From what games I've watched from him this year, he wants to control the tempo. You know, we got to keep Sorrell, Bashir, and some of those other kids, we got to keep them out of foul trouble, keep them on the floor as much as possible, and, you know, come away with a W tonight. Need a big game, I think, out of Montana tonight. He seemed to struggle a little bit against Brown the other night, and this team maybe kind of goes as he goes. If he can get some buckets going, him and Taylor both, they have a really good shot getting a W tonight.
Well, and you look at this Raceland team. We haven't talked a lot about them individually. But Coach Joe Bryan, he has four or five players that score double figures. Now, their leading scorer is Christian Large. He averages nearly 19 points a ball game, and he's a real deal. I mean, he's an all-area player. He's their leader, you know, not only statistically, but he's their leader out there on the floor. Connor Thacker averages 12. Sutton and Arnett average 10 apiece. You know, and they run in probably 9 or 10 players that are competitive. And that's like you were talking about earlier. If we can do that to match it,
yep.
You know, is our 8th, 9th, and 10th player competitive with theirs? And I think they can be,
yes,
if we have
sure.
a good performance.
Yep.
But that has not been the case all year, and it's really put us behind the 8-ball.
Looks like the last time we played, Large, Sutton, and Thacker, they went for 28, 16, and 21. So I'm sure that they're on top of Coach Perry's scouting report tonight.
As we're going to head back to the studio, hear a few words from some sponsors. Once again, it's Bath and Raceland. We'll be back in a couple minutes. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take-and-makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our Story Stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If I told you adding BioReg Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioReg Plus products or BioReg Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
As our pregame show continues here on WKCA, Patrick Armitage, Davey Moore, Bath County, their home whites, Raceland, their traveling blacks. Starting lineup, Dave.
Raceland's going to go with two guards, two forwards, and a center. They're going with Thacker, Topping, Large, Arnett, and Sutton. And your Wildcats are going, I go with two guards and three forwards, and that's Sorrell, Braden Roussis, Eli McCarty, Jace Smith, and Montana Pursuer.
The ball is in the air, and it is controlled by Raceland as they are moving from left to right on your radio dial. Wildcats here on our home floor looking to snap a losing streak.
Beth County in that patented 2-3 zone, very active.
And hopefully can force them into some misses. As there's an immediate three made from the left wing by Christian Large. He averages 19 right on cue there, Dave.
Looks like he's picked up where he left off.
They have lost three games in a row. Yeah. As here's a steal at midcourt. Brashear could not get the pass through. It's picked off by Topping. Then Rooster steals it back for the cast. Bath County had some numbers. Montana decides to take it the length of the floor, and there's a blocking foul. As Montana not in the act of shooting. That's a foul on Holden Topping, his first. Pace pretty quick here on these first two possessions.
They're up and down already.
And this is a racing team over the years. They're not known for running. If they'll slow you down and beat you 45-44. But Smith gets it out top. He hands it to McCarty. 7:20 to go first quarter.
Racing in man-to-man.
As they look for a cutter, Reese catches, gives to Smith, top of the key, 5-3, probably should have taken it. Saw catches it out top, cutting McCarty, over to Roosis in the corner, takes the three, goes baseline, puts down a few dribbles, kind of in no man's land, he forces up a shot, no good. Pretty good defense there by the big fella.
That's really good defense by the big guy.
As they kick it and transition to Sutton, their starting center catches, makes a shot from about 10 feet, little lefty roll, make it 5-0. Race with the lead on the road.
I thought that was going to kick out. That caught a lot of rim.
Wildcats break the pressure. Smith catches it mid-course, breaks the double team with the dribble. Keeps it alive, and then he has his pocket pick. Smith hits the deck. Ball goes out of bounds. It's touched last by Bath County. Racing catches it on the turnover.
I thought Chase got wrapped around the arm there a little bit. I thought that was a foul. But
and that was Joan Arnett hitting the deck hard and getting a possession for his team. Chase was as well.
Yeah, good hustle by both players right there to try to get that loose ball.
So Holden Topping the trigger. 6:31 to go here in the first quarter. Bathgate down by 5. Ball's out top of the key. They hand it in to Thacker. Now out to the three-point shooter. No good on the miss large. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Sutton. Nobody got near him to block him out. There's Bathgate down 7-0. It's eerily similar to the game last week. As here's a Jay Smith take. He missed it. Had a rim out on him. Caught it in transition. Had a good look.
Good take, but Sutton's a good rim protector. Makes those shots difficult.
There's a fadeaway shot in the paint that is good. That was made by Topping, and quickly, it is a 9-0 Graceland lead that we'll keep here. 2 minutes into the ballgame here, Dave, and it's already a bad start.
Not the start that Bath County wanted, as Coach Perry wanted, so the uphill battle from here on out.
Yeah, and, you know, you look at the first couple offensive possessions of Bath County, we've got some decent looks that weren't able to fall. But it's the speed of Raceland getting back the other way. They've had offensive rebounding. They've kind of done those little things.
Right.
And, of course, a couple fadeaway jumpers, the three-point shot, and you're down 9-0.
You would have thought between the bus ride and the double overtime JV game that Raceland would have been the one come out slow, but they've come out on fire starting out this ball game.
There is no good way to get to Raceland or Lewis or any of those.
No.
So Wildcats will trigger. Taylen Charles got it. He gets it to Smith. Now back to Taylor. Kind of a three-quarter court press. It's giving back some problems. And here's a pass down low from Bashir to Roosis that goes off his mitts out of bounds.
Just an unforced turnover there. I'm sure Coach Perry would like to see Montana just go up with that 15-footer right there.
I think that's what he was telling me.
I would like to see him go up with it.
Yep, me too. Let's hear the pass over on the wing. Large has it.
It's like Reed Shepard. I'd like to see him shoot more.
Right. Shoot 55%, put it in. Here's a step back 3-point shot. Top of the key that is good, and that was made by Connor Thacker. Thacker, an all area baseball player as well. They got two of them out here to play.
They've missed one shot so far.
12-0. Pass down low to Rooster. Braden picks it up, needs some help. He's double teamed. Find Smith. Chase gets into the paint, and he is bumped out on the floor.
They're topping second. That's on topping. Brings Waller off the bench quickly.
So Wildcats will trigger on our own baseline out of bounds. 5:12 to go, down 12-0 here in quarter number one from Owensville. Ball's inbound to Smith. Jace picks up his dribble. Needs some help. Now finds McCarty. Eli travels.
Yeah.
Count him a stop and a spin and move that pivot foot. Very active defense.
Yes,
here.
They are. Bass had 6 possessions. They've turned the ball over 4 times.
Here's a pass on the left side to Large. Top of the key to Arnett. Nice look down low to a wide open. Big fella in Connor Sutton for 2. That makes it 14-0.
When you get the ball in the middle of that 2-3 zone, a lot of things can happen. And another travel. Things are coming apart quickly for for the Wildcats.
As Rennie comes into the game for Bath County.
Somebody needs to come off the floor. We got too many. Jay Smith finally comes off.
So Rennie and Bowling and Preston Roos has come in. Brashear and Sorrell stay. Bath County down 14-0, 4:42 to go here in the first quarter.
Preston had a really good JV game. I hope it carries over to this varsity game.
Couple threes and good job on the defense there before too.
And still again.
Wide open pass to the post. Connor Sutton drop step and score. Nobody on him. It's too easy.
They're finding the holes, they're finding the gaps in the zone defense.
Rennie catches at the free throw line. Puts down a dribble.
Nice move.
Lace up, no good. Went all the way in and popped out.
Real nice move.
As here is a rebound on a miss. Okay, he's got it the other way. Sorrell on the pass for Brashear. Shot is blocked. He gets it back. He goes up again. It's blocked again. Kicks it out to Brashear. Fakes the three. He's back tapped out of bounds. They're saying it is Bath County basketball.
Yeah. Stays with Bath. Knocked out by Raceland.
So one official came in and corrected the other official. I think they got it right. So 3:55, but just so many hands on the basketball here for Raceland. Rennie catches it out top. They're going to let him have the three. He decides not to take it. He hands to Saul. 3:48 to go. First quarter, Bowling steps out with a kick. Now to Rennie. Shoots a three, top of the key on its way. Good.
Looking for the bottom.
We will take it.
Maybe that'll go get the Cats going. 16-3.
Large, but the answer is no good. Foul on the floor.
Foul's on Bowling.
So Bowling was pushing. As the shot was in the air by Racing. So it's a non-shooting foul. Racing will have it out of bounds. Up 16-3. 3:34 to go in the first.
I'm sure he was jockeying a position with Sutton down low.
Yeah, just keep a hand on him. And you want to see Allen be aggressive. He's one of our few football players on a roster. Get in there and play that five spot. Yep. For somebody. Here's a three-point shot out top, and it's good. Connor Backer, a deep three. Rennie didn't get his hands up.
You come up with your hands down, they're going to shoot that three.
Right. Rennie with a catch, takes it inside, and they're calling a travel.
Just go on up with it there. They're dancing too much with it.
He didn't like the call there. And they're going to be physical with you. That's the thing about the 16th region. You're going to get a hand on you at all times. And if they saw the Round County tape, that's one thing Round County didn't do. As we have a substitution for Raceland, a short stoppage of play. They bring in their JV big man. Had a real good ball game.
Who had a good JV game. He hit the bucket at the end of regulation and sent it to overtime.
That's Charlie Welch. 3:04 to go, 19-3. Raceland still leading big. Preston Roos is guarding the ball. There's a pass over the wing. Thacker, three is up. No good. Rebound Bowling. That's okay. Let's get some transition going. Preston Roos has it in his hands right inside the floor. There's a pick set out top for him by Mo.
Yeah, nice.
Preston stops, pops 15-footer, no good. Rebound hits the deck, pulled out of there by Racing. They're getting all the loose balls, too. Good effort.
Yes, they are.
Good effort by Bath. Just couldn't come up with it. Back the other way with a layup that is no good by Racing. The next shot was missed by Welch. Yes, Saul gets it into Mo, puts down a dribble, drop step up, no good. It's his own board.
A lot of activity going on there.
Tries a no-look pass to Brashear. They pick it off. As Racing comes back in transition. And here's a pass down to the post. Nice dish from the big man to the other post. To hit the large. 21-3, Dave. And it's
getting out of hand quick.
It's just all Racing. Here's a pass over to Brashear. He's going to take it coast-to-coast, lay it up and in. That kind of breaks the pressure with a much needed bucket. Makes it 21-5.
Bass has gone man to man, try to get something going, and they're just.
Solard right the other way. Gives a pass to the post to Welch, and he puts it in the hoop. 23-5. Preston gives it to Mo. Tries a bounce pass down low that goes off the foot of Bowling, and it's a turnover. To Raceland. Mo had a right idea there to give it up in transition. But he could probably should have just taken it on up.
Yeah, he'd take it on up or just make the bounce pass, the simple bounce pass. He had Bolin open on the block.
So 1:29 to go here in the first. It is 23-5.
And it's not been that close, unfortunately.
So they leave the shooter open, top of the key. It's up and no good. That shot was missed by Jonah Arnett. Rebound by Bath County. Back the other way is Roosters. Preston nearly had his pocket picked top of the key, and then they do come away with it. Large gets it on a give. Shots up and good. The steal was made by Parker Eisen, and he found the other guard in transition, and they scored in a 2-on-1. 25-5. And he got a defensive foul on Christian Large as he fouled Smith.
His first.
So 54 seconds to go here in the first, 25-5. Wildcats, Saul has that top. Smith comes and gets it. Looking down low, his pass is deflected. Bowen comes up with it, shot's taken, and no good. That's how you can't buy a hoop.
They just can't get it. Just can't get one to roll in. I thought that was a good take by Bowen, and it just didn't fall.
It was a good take. The one by Bo earlier went all the way down and popped out. A couple jumpers in and out. It's been all race from 30 seconds. They're looking for a good shot here at the end of the first quarter.
They're looking for the last one.
Smith out there over guarding Thacker, trying to make something happen. He gives it up on the left-hand side of the floor to Arnett. Clock's 18 seconds. Covers four corners with it. You don't want to pick up a cheap foul here if you're not coming in. 9 seconds. Stepping out with the catch is Connor Thacker. He looks down low to the big guy. Welch loses it. Saved back in by Bath County, and that's going to be it for the quarter. Good news there is Raceland didn't score.
Didn't score again.
Bath County couldn't get a possession. So we reached the end of one. 25-5. Bath County trailing the Rams. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Welcome back as we start the second quarter. Patrick Armitage, Davey Moore, hoping for a better result here in quarter number two.
As the saying goes, it couldn't be any worse.
That came down by 20. Here's a pass to Roosis. He gets it to Saul. Talen puts one up to the bucket.
Good take right there.
And he was going to make a pass, and he turned it into a shot. That's a savvy veteran move.
Yes.
Taylor will get two foul shots.
That's Eisen's first. You know, stepping to the free throw line can really get you going. You know, drop both these in, get see the ball go through the basket.
Taylor makes the first. He will get a second. You look at how Taylor's role has evolved over the years. You know, 2 years ago, he was just a spot-up three-point shot guy. And, you know, he got all those open looks just wide open. Last year, he became more of a, you know, he and Zach were running tandem and getting a lot more defensive attention this year. Man, he's getting all the attention. As here as they pass down to the post, and an easy bucket on a drop step by Connor Sutton. We've said that four times now. 27-6.
He had 16 the last matchup. Good look. Good strong take right there.
Now Bowen gets in transition and puts it in the basket. That makes it 27-8.
Nice look by Montana there. I just don't know if we can stop Raceland or not.
No, their guards are so good, and their big guys are doing good things as well, and that's been a problem. There's a three-point shot in the quarter, and it's good by Connor Thacker.
Evidently, this gym is an excellent shooting gym for the opposing team.
That's what we've heard.
Good take by Montana.
Foul line jumper by Bashir makes it 30-10.
But we can't trade baskets, you know that.
Yep.
As well as I do.
We need about three to their one. And Sears take three back the other way for Large, and he cans it. There's hitting everything. And in his face, 33-10.
That was good defense by Bath
that time. As Montana this year has his pocket hit from behind, ready to steal to Arnett.
Again, he had that 15-footer. He needs to take it.
Starts a fast break here for the Rams. And to the corner to Ison. Back to Large. Three-point shot in and out. He nearly did it. That one went all the way in the silver.
They stumbled and fell and still almost got a good look out of it.
Here's a pass down to Brashear. 15 feet from the basket. Takes a dribble. Shot taken. Good. Stops the bleeding for a moment. 33-12.
Almost thought he went in too close and got in there with Bowling, but he was able to knock that down.
Here's a pass to the corner. They look down low, and there is a turnover on Raceland, and they have not turned it over much.
That's only their third turnover, and we have already committed 10.
The Stacker tried to force one in there. Sutton, and you can't blame me for trying, because Sutton's been a magnet and making play after play. He was just a bad pass. So at the 5:47 mark, back in the triggers into Smith, now to Sarron Alrusis. Preston gives up to Taylor as he crosses the timeline at the 5:40 mark. Between the circles, gives a pass to Brashear, top of the key. Looking for some help, finding Bowling. Really not a threat to shoot it from the outside. No. They back off of him.
That's just running the old regular flex offense, trying to get some movement.
Smith with a bad angle on a shot. It goes out of bounds. It was touched last by Bath County. Just not getting those good looks. And to be honest with you, not getting as many good looks as we did against Round County.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And part of that is this Raceland team is guarding hard, and they've got all the momentum in the world. So Bath County makes substitution as Mo Rennie comes back in the game here. Eli McCarty back out there as well for the Cats as they replace Preston Roosters and Bowling. Here's a pass down low to Sutton. His shot is taken and good. You can see how he got 16 last night.
He's just scoring at will down there. I mean, he already has 12.
He's a matchup nightmare here for the Cats. Rennie takes it coast to coast, lays it up, and no good, but he will go to the free throw line for two.
Good take right there by Rennie. Nice take.
And you just see, like, small glimpses. This is what Todd and I were talking about the other night. There's small glimpses. If we can get Rennie to play with the structure and understand what we're trying to do offensively, it's a weapon.
That's structure. That's the key word right there.
As he'll shoot a pair here for the free throw line. First one is no good. He will get a second.
Now that's not the free throw form I saw the other night.
No, and he was, you know, he made a 3-point shot earlier in this broadcast. And, you know, last week he hit some shots as well. Second one's up. This one's good. And at 6'11", high school kid growing like he has, he's lucky to have the coordination. He really is. Here's a 3-point shot from the wing. It's no good. It goes out of bounds. Saved back in by Raceland.
They're getting all the breaks right now.
As they move it around with 4:41 to go here in the second quarter. Large has it taken away from him by Rennie. They get it up to Smith on a break. Ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by Racing.
We'll take that.
Racing's coaching staff saying the Bath County player was jumping out of bounds, sliding out of bounds to save it in. He may have touched it last. Then he catches top of the key. Gives it up to Brashear. Talks at 4:21, 35-13. Eli McCarty catch top of the key. Three is good.
You like to see that because he's been struggling a little bit from 3-point line.
He's a streaky shooter. He needs confidence. It's good to see his first one fall. 35-16, 4:05 to go.
And he shot that without hesitation, if you noticed that as well.
That was big. They looked a little give and go, two-man game. Kick back out to the free throw line, and they shot his bank in.
He's banking them in now.
By Sutton. At about 6 feet four, five, whatever he is. Smith in transition. Thacker, good job of cutting him off.
Good
he gets to Taylor. Taylor up with it, no good. Rebound, all black underneath the basket as Jacob Waller pulls out for Racing. Three black jerseys underneath the hoop. Coming back on defense. Thacker, three. Top of the key, got it.
I mean, it's like layups for them.
40-16.
They've already hit six threes here in the first half.
Chase Robinson up off the Bath County bench. And as Mo comes out and gets it at the elbow. Step back three is on its way. No good. And hits Wash. Yeah. If you're at Carrington Greens, you get another shot. If you're here, you don't.
That's it. That's the same spot Mo hit his first one. It looked good, just back of the rim.
Yeah. In the defensive end of the floor right now, so I think he's struggling the most. And if he could find a spot in that zone, he'd comfortable with it. I just remember, you know, just different new kids coming to the program. That is one of the first things we're trying to figure out. And that goes back 20 years.
Exactly.
Where are you going to fit in defensively? Because there's a layup, an easy one.
Arnett
with easy two. Mo gets it at midcourt, loses the handle for a moment. Down the baseline. Fakes the pass, lays it in. He faked one to Robinson. The defense bid on it. He's able to get an easy scoring transition.
He liked to fake that pass.
Large back the other way. 4-3.
I mean, just quickly, just right back down the floor.
45-18. Racial.
We definitely can't afford to trade threes and twos.
No. They went 3-3-3-2.
Yeah.
Mo back the other way. Hook shot is up. Bouncing. No good. Rebound hits the deck, and we got a foul on Mo reaching in. So that's Mo's first.
Yeah, that was a real nice move. I just didn't finish.
Yeah.
Hit the back of the rim. I mean, it was a really good move.
I mean, Bathgate makes three of these shots at the win of the basket. It may give us a little bit of momentum.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the thing that they have struggled with all year. Is putting the ball in the hole. But they continue to play hard. That's a key right there. You know, they're playing hard.
That's what Coach Perry said in the post game the other night. He's like, you know, I can go in the locker room and say a lot of things. He said, one thing I can't say is they're not playing hard. They're trying to find open players. There's a jumper by Bashir just inside the arc. Makes it 45-20.
And that was a contested, you know, 16-footer, nothing but the bottom, and then we're struggling at 2 to 3 feet. That's just,
yep.
And then they come down and
they give Lars credit for it. He may have had a foot on the line, but hey, you make that many, give him three. 48-20. We don't go to the replay here in Owensville.
No.
Inside to Mo, shot's taken and good. Come over two players. 48-22. Back the other way is Thacker. Keeping his dribble alive, 3-point shot. Top of the key, he's short on it. Rebound play by Chase Robinson. Clock's at 109. Back getting pushing it. Needing points. In the Mo. He's double teamed. Goes up strong with him. He's fouled on his way up.
Bass just looking for anything they can. Somebody to put the ball in the hole.
So Mo's first free throw is no good. He will get a second. So the five on the floor now for the Cats. You've got McCarty, Brashear, Saul, Robinson, and Rennie. Racing for as deep as they can be. They haven't shown a lot of depth tonight. Free throw number two is good by Mo. That makes it 48-23. As Braden Roos is back in for the Cats. Ball is inbound by Race, and they get into Arnett. Back to Thacker. They got three guys that handle the ball really well.
Yes, they do.
That they trust at the point. Large being one of them, but man, he's such a good shooter. Here's one from about 30 feet, no good. Got a heat check there, and I don't blame him.
He was feeling it, wasn't he?
I don't blame him. Offensive rebound, of course. Takes him back with it. Has it stolen away here by Sorrell. He starts a fast break, takes it coast to coast, loses the handle. Shot's taken in transition, no good. It's blocked in there on a good play by Welch. Transition, numbers the other way. Lob, layup, good. Ison made it. Thacker lobbed it. 50-23, 17 seconds left here in the first half. Bethany trots it into the front court of Brashear. Fox 10 seconds, he looks to make a move. Step back jumper, 15, got it.
Nice move right there by Montana. Stops a little bit of the bleeding, but now you got to defend.
50-25, back the other way, Thacker, and he is fouled on a three-pointer. With 1.2 seconds to go, they're going to call it a two.
He's going to call it a two.
I think that's a break for Bath County.
Very much so.
Fouls on Eli McCarty. I was going to say we cut this lead in half here at the break, but they've got free throws at the buzzer. Large's first one is good. He averages 19 a ball game. How many you got him with?
17?
Yeah, he's
he's right there on
he's
it,
on pace. I like his over. 1.2 seconds to go. 51-25. Shot number two is good. 18 for the guard. They'll make a quick sub here with the second go. They bring in Gavin Van Lanningham. Brashear gets in the sorrow. 1 second. Shots up just before the buzzer, and it's short. And that's the end of the first half, thankfully. Scores 52-25. Back in goes the locker room. They'll try to get a game plan together to make this thing closer in the second half. It has been all wrestling here in Owingsville. We'll head back to the studio here, a few words from some sponsors. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on WKCA.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wire Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wire Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wire Gray Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
We reached halftime here in Owingsville with a score 52-25 as the Raceland Rams, who came into this game with a 10-9 record, lead the 5-13 Wildcats here on our home floor. These two teams faced off back on December the 4th, and it was an 18-point Raceland win. And, you know, they got a good game out of their post players, obviously Large being their leading scorer. He had a good ball game as well. And, you know, we were thinking some things have changed. Bath County a little deeper than we were then, playing maybe a little bit better ball than we were at that point. We were a little bit beat up at the time. But, you know, it's just been all Raceland. Dave, this is a Raceland team. You can tell when they get the momentum going, my goodness, it's three after three, and we just weren't getting back on defense. Before you know, you're down 20.
Yeah, you shoot the ball like that, you're not going to lose many ball games. So, evidently, either other teams play better defense than we do, I don't know, but, I mean, they shot lights out that first half. If you want to take a look at stats real quick, they were 21 of 31 overall from the field for 68%, but they were 13 of 15 inside the arc in the two-point, and they were 8 of 16 from three-land, and Large and Thacker, the only two that have made them. They were 2 of 2 at the line for 100%. They committed 6 turnovers. They're led by their three top scorers, Large with 18, Sutton has 14, and Thacker has 12 here at the half. You know, that, and we're going to have to figure out a way to stop them. Hopefully we can come out in this third quarter and make a big run. And the kids got to know that there's not a 27-point basket out there. You got to, you know, chip away each possession. Bath ended up 10 of 23 for 43%, which is not bad.
Nope.
2 of 4 from three-point land for 50%. 2 of 6 from the free throw line for 33%. But those 10 turnovers were key in that first half. That really, I mean, that puts you behind the eight ball right there. They were led in scoring by Montana Bashir, who was 5 of 5 from the free throw from the field for 10 points, and Mo Rennie had 5 points for the 2 leaders for Beth King. Also, Alan Bowling had 4 points in his action in there as well. And Eli McCarty with 3.
Well, and, you know, you look at some of the things we talked about in the pregame, our Ira Kilmer opening arguments, brought to you by Ira Kilmer, attorney at Salt Lake, as we sort of revisit them here at the break.
My apologies. Mo had 7, not 5. My apologies.
Gotcha. We had, we talked about a good start, and that, you know, that being imperative. After having a rough outing against Round County, you want to come out with a good start. We had the double overtime JV game. I was thinking in my head it was 3 overtimes, but it seemed like it.
Yeah.
But it was a double overtime ball game. And then after that, you talk about the road trip that Raceland had up here, and it's always a tough one. It's a car sick trip for my boys.
Yes.
I'm not sure about the girls, but
yeah.
I get 2 car sick every time we go. Usually I'm one of them. But, you know, so they come in here, they get off to a good start, there's Raceland, so you put that check in their box, protecting the ball. We didn't necessarily protect it. And then tempo, and the tempo was just all Raceland.
It was all Raceland. That whole first was just all Raceland. I mean, we're guilty. Not guilty, or we were bad on everything in that first half. We just, I mean, the keys that we needed to do, we did not do at all. And that's put us in this 52 to 25 hole. You know, Raceland's on pace to break 100 tonight. Huh?
Well, and here's another interesting fact, as I look at their team stats for the year, they're shooting 33% from 3 on the year. And, you know, their leading three-point shooter is Large. And you talk about him making all these shots. He shoots 38%. He's the best three-point shooter they got.
He was 4 of 8 from three-point land.
Right. And then, you know, as a team, they shoot 45% from the floor. Now, one player that does shoot very well from the floor, and you can imagine why, is Connor Sutton.
Yeah.
He shoots 66% from the floor.
Right there down on the block.
Yeah, he's on the block. But the rest of these guys are coming off picks. They're going back door. I mean, they did everything right. And, you know, I understand that 63rd is competitive, and Greenup's a lot better this year than they have been. And, you know, Lewis is always competitive, and Russell is tough. And Cooksey always has them playing good defense. They're good in the postseason. But that is going to be a district that I couldn't imagine running into. I know where it's played. I'm not sure where it's played at, but it's going to be a tough ball game, whoever it is.
It's going to be wide open, I would think. You know, I mean, I talk to Lewis's head coach every now and then. He and I have become friends for a long time. And he said he's struggled on the offensive, but defensive, they've always played strong. So, you know, he'll have his team ready in the postseason. But, you know, when teams come out here and shoot, you know, 87% from 2 and 50% from 3, you know, I don't know what you can do. And Sutton's probably like, it's my night. I'm banking in 18-footers. What is he, 7 of 7 from the field? So, you know, Bath County's going to have a quick start here. Raceland gets the ball first. They're going to have to get a stop, come down and get a score. And again, you know, you can't get it all back on one or two possessions. You got to, you know, you just got to chink at it. You know, right now you're thinking, I don't want to run and clock.
Right.
You know, now it's, you know, it's a matter of pride. A lot of pride in this quarter right here to see what happens coming out.
Well, and that's what Todd and I were talking about in that last broadcast around County game. You know, this second half has implications as far as, you know, just kind of from a morale standpoint. If we come out and fight and cut this to a 10-point ball game, and it would feel really good. And you hate to say that, but it's true. And
it'll give you some confidence going in where the boys play Fleming in 2 days. You need some confidence going into that ball game, you know, in a big district mashup. So you can take what you can out of the second half. Throw the first half away, you know, except for some of the good plays that you had. And let's play ball the second half and get some momentum going to. Is it Wednesday night they play Fleming?
Yep. Wednesday.
Get some momentum going.
That's one of the rescheduled games from the snow games. So once again, 52-25 is our halftime score. We're going to head back to the studio for a minute. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball here on WKCA.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to short-lived and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lick, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, Funeral Director, at 683-2871.
Welcome back as we start the third quarter here from Bath County High School. Patrick Armitage, Davey Moore, Todd getting the night off.
I'm not sure what he's going on missing tonight, but I hope everything is well with him. Dad just sent me a score. It's on the girls' side. Fleming is up 9 over Round County girls at the end of three. That's a big 61st district matchup.
That's interesting. Our Bath County girls with wins over both of those two teams, respectively, the same week.
Girls have really had a really good season. If you haven't seen them play, you need to come out and watch them play.
Lady Cats 12-7, and Coach Carter and his staff did a really good job. Offensive rebound race, and they picked right back up where they left off. They missed a three, which is something they didn't do a lot of in the first half.
Got the miss we wanted, but we didn't get the rebound.
Offensive glass and easy two. Brashear breaks the pressure for Bath County back the other way.
Nice
inside
dish.
The Braden Roosters. Shots up and good. Hits the traffic. He shot that one over Sutton.
Good look by Montana right there.
54-27. And like Davis talking about at halftime, we've just got to break this thing down possession by possession. Get a stop. Have a positive offensive possession. Shoot makeable shots. And there's a defense.
That's a good start right there.
They try to lob to the pass. Smith gets a steal, takes away from Sutton, coast to coast for two, and it's blocked. Backer blocks the shot. 6:56 back the other way. And as Racing nearly turns the basketball over, they didn't turn it over a lot.
No, they did not. I had them for six in the first half. They've already committed one here.
And they were spread out, and we did nothing with them.
Nope.
Here's a pass over on the right-hand side for the Thacker. Finds a wide open Sutton, lays it up and in. He was lost in translation there somewhere.
Just a nice back screen on Roosters. He didn't see it coming, and we didn't communicate it.
As Brashear coast to coast, lays it up and in.
Nice take by Brashear. Went right at the big guy. Used the rim for protection so he didn't get shot blocked.
As the Cats back on defense.
And there's Sutton again.
That makes it 58-29 here at the 6:08 mark. Smith goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Nice job of getting around his man. Coach Perry calls a full timeout. This will give us a chance to take one as well. 58-31. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bath County Basketball.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Montgomery Tractor Sale, one of our great sponsors, put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with the New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling today. Thanks to Montgomery Tractor Sales, we'll have post-game awards brought to you by R.L. Collin Construction, Schwartz's Mowing. There's a turnover out of bounds. Bath County will take it back over. Also, Downtown Athletic Club, and we will revisit your Ira Killen opening arguments with the final verdict. All of our sponsors, much appreciated, and we thank you for tuning us in. Wildcats trying to put a better product out there in the third quarter. They get a turnover. Taylor Sorrell back the other way. Took an arm. He got hit hard.
They got hit there, but
able to make the
bucket. We took advantage of that turnover and went down and scored.
58-33. Thacker forces this one up. They're a little more erratic offensively.
Yes, they are.
Bath County gets a rebound. At this point, you take anything you can get.
Exactly.
As there is a ball that hits the deck, it's out of bounds. It's touched last by Raceland. Bath County will keep it.
Large hitting the floor hard, even with this 25-point lead, trying to get that loose ball.
Saul has it deflected into the backcourt. He goes back and corrals it, sets the possession up. Just hard guarding out there by Topping. He gives it to Jay Smith at the elbow. Over to Roussis. He needs some help. As he's jockeying for position, three-point shot is on his way from Saul, no good. Rebound on the play by Thacker. And he gives over on the right-hand side to Large, back to Thacker. 4:39 to go here in the third.
Sutton's just a little bit stronger than Braden. Braden, I would think, would be able to use maybe some of his quickness against him. Grayson has settled down a little bit on this trip.
As there's a reverse layup. They just put it off Thacker. He goes back door, catches it, puts it up over his head and scores. 60-33. Pass down to the corner.
Good look.
To Roussis, to Smith. Nice.
Good cut by Jace. Good look from Braden.
Nice pitcher to catcher connection there.
Exactly.
As here as they pass to the corner. Large, three, in and out, no good. Ball hits the deck. Rebound on the play by Rashear. Cat's got some numbers. And we got a defensive foul here on Topping as he steps in for Racing.
It's his third. It's not been Topping's night. He's been in foul trouble all night.
As McCarty brings it up the floor, he gets it to Smith, passes over to Roussis. Braden at the elbow, jumper, step back, is on its way, no good. Missed that one badly. Rebound the play is Rachel Garnett. It was a great idea there, but Braden just couldn't execute it. Sutton missed the shot, good strong rebound there by Roussis for basket.
He finally missed the shot.
Just had so many high percentage looks. And that was probably the closest shot he had.
Yes.
With good defense. Rashear banks a shot in from three. And that makes it 60-38, 3:17 to go here in this third quarter.
Rashear having him a night like Sutton. He hasn't missed from the field yet.
The clock's at 3:09. 22-point ball game. Large has it over on the right-hand side of the floor. He gives it in to Thacker, kicks it out to the free throw line. Sutton, jumper 15. Got it.
Nothing but the bottom of the net.
The big fella at 6'5", soft shooting lefty.
That puts him at 20.
62-38, 2:50 to go here in the third. Right-hand side, pass to Smith. Step back jumper on its way. He made it. 62-40. A 30-second timeout called here by the Cats. We'll keep this one here, Dave. And, you know, you've got to like the fight. You know, the boys are continuing to give effort.
Yes, they are.
But the defensive execution is still lacking in this second half. That's why we've got a 22-point ball game.
Yeah. Again, we had a couple of times we could have took advantage of some of the turnovers we did the one time. But, you know, Raceland just, I mean, they shoot it. They make it. On this end, we're Coach Perry's trying to dial up something here to get some kind of stop, get some momentum. Again, we've cut it to 22 points, but, you know, what we're down 27 at the half.
It could have been 40.
Yes.
We could be 40. You know, that's what I'm saying. The boys are fighting hard.
They're playing hard.
But, man, it's been a battle. And still, you know, you've got Sutton who's stepping out making those jumpers. Their guards are still, you know, they're not making the threes, but they're being able to get to the basket now, and they're scoring that way.
And they're, they've made their adjustments. Now we need to make ours.
Right. Adjustments to the adjustments. Here's a pass out top of the key. It's the hands of Thacker. He picks over the wing Large. No look pass to the corner. To Waller, who's in the game. Clock's at 2:20 to go in the third. But for the first time tonight, I feel like they're using a little bit of clock. As here's a pass to the post, shots missed by the young post player.
Another chance for Bath County to take advantage, cut into this lead. Again, give you some momentum, give you some confidence.
Now top of the basketball is Brashear. Now to Sorrell. Jumper from 15 is on its way. No good.
Good look.
Rebound to play by Welch. He is up to Thacker. 1:53 to go here in the third. There's a steal by Brashear. As he looks to take it up the floor, coast to coast, gives it up to Sorrell. Shot's taken. And we got to travel. I think that's a jump ball, not travel, but.
Yeah. What I thought too.
They kind of met at the apex and hands on the basketball, and Taylor comes back down with it. Hey, we're just up here, man.
I don't know, but I think that's Bass' first turnover in the third quarter.
It's been a much better played quarter.
That's for sure.
Back the other way is Raceland. Get the ball to Welch. Has his pocket picked up a saw, then they take it right back away from him. Good bounce pass down low. They find Welch in the paint as it's stolen by Sorrell, 2-on-1.
You've got to convert
sure
here.
Has to come
nice.
Play it in. 62-42. There's a long pass up front. Back and three is up and no good. Rebound play by Roos. He's got some numbers we can get up to four.
Maybe their arms are getting tired, Pat.
Braden passes down to Sorrell. Shot's taken. No good. He gets a second shot. It's up and no good, but he will go to line for two. You may be right. Shot after shot after shot.
That was on Welch, his first. Now he's knocked down some free throws.
I'm going to be honest with you. I never thought I would have said this. We got a chance to cut this lead to less than 20.
Yes.
Because it looked like he was going the other way. Dave even went as far as using the R word. The running clock.
The running clock. You want to stay away from that.
Stay away from it.
They've done it so far. They've come out and put their pride on the line and said, we're not going to get to that point.
Second one's good. That makes it 62-44. A stop here would be big because
yes, boy,
he's got a lot of momentum. And the boys have to feel like they're competing now because
exactly.
There for a while you just feel like you're not competitive.
Right.
Everything we did was just wrong.
Another turnover.
They actually threw it to the kid that was off the floor to hold the bottle of water.
But he didn't knock his water over, so.
But that tells you just a little bit of where Racel is right now. You know, they kind of checked out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's, for those of you UK fans, that happened a couple weeks ago against Georgia.
Exactly.
And it's a thing. You know, you put somebody away, and then all of a sudden you've got an hour left to play. Robinson gets it in the corner, puts down a few dribbles, needs some help, gives it up to Brashear, clocks at 30 seconds.
Illegal screen on.
Screen on Bowling.
He never let him get... Brashear never let him get set before he took off.
And to me, that possession was important.
Yes.
He'd love to have it back and score.
I was thinking the same thing.
And you need to stop here. And you imagine Racing's going to try to get the last one, and a good one. They've got several non-starters on the floor. I think they've got four non-starters out there.
I believe you're right.
So they're kind of buying a few breaths for their starters, and I'm sure their starters are going to have something to prove coming out of the break. And here's a steal. McCarty comes away with it, picks the pocket, 4 seconds, 3 seconds.
Shoot it.
Need a shot. Midcourt on its way. And it's no good by Robinson. He was a little farther away from the basket than he thought, or a little closer than he thought. As we reach the end of three quarters, score 62-44. We'll be back in a minute with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Bath County Basketball.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Welcome back as we start the fourth quarter here from Bath County High School. Patrick Armitage, Dave Moore. Bath County with a chance to cut it a little closer. This lead has been as many as 27. We were looking at something worse than that.
Get in there.
Oh, Levi McCarty misses an open three, and it went in. Popped out on him.
Good rotation.
Yeah.
I like the play coming out of the quarter, out of the break.
And this here is a pass down low.
Another turnover.
Yeah. Good defensive play there by Robinson. Robinson not known for his defense, more of a shooter and offensive player. But he does a good job kind of bodying up there with Thacker, and Thacker lost it.
That's Raceland's seventh turnover this half. They had six in the first half.
Back there, Starr has it, top of the key. Down to the corner, three-point shot by McCarty is no good. Rebound, pulled out there by Thacker. He goes up above Robinson, pulled out and down. As we're 1 minute into this fourth quarter of play.
Another good look from Eli, just not falling like that first one he did.
And here's a rebound down low by Bashir on a miss.
Bashir's played really well tonight on both ends, I think.
You just chance.
Till the end.
He turns it over, coast-to-coast layup is good.
Should've known I jinxed him right there.
It's okay. I called for an overtime JV game. Got it. So.
Got what you asked for, didn't you?
Honey, I'll be home for the news. Well, here's a pass out to Eli McCarty. Nice running one-handed,
yep.
Too. He's normally a three-point shooter, but when he gets inside there and he's open, he can't shoot from the post.
He's mostly a spot-up shooter, but that's a nice little floater right there by McCarty.
64-46, 6:23 to go. Nice backdoor play.
Real nice.
Too hard. When all else fails, just send somebody back doors. You need good possession. Because right now, that's our Waterloo. Now, top of the basketball is McCarty. Gives it up to Bashir. And they call a travel on him out top. Good defense. I think Montana trying to do a little too much.
Yeah.
So Smith and Robinson out.
McCarty takes a break.
So Preston Roosis back in the game for the Cats. As you talk about Preston, really good JV game. Made a couple of threes in a row. And really put the game into overtime. There's a tie ball situation on a missed three-pointer.
I think he made three in a row there.
It was three in a row, yeah. I knew he went on a run and... And they really defended him in those extra frames.
They did. After that,
they
locked him down.
There's a block shot out of bounds by Smith. And good defense plays. Connor Thacker went up with it. Jay's not known for his hops.
No, he's not.
Blocks the ball out of bounds. His beak. This is a passing post. Nice job of Bowles. He steps in the passing lane. Bruce is back the other way.
How's that not a foul?
Preston gives up to Montana. Tries to give a pass down low. Just a little too much heat on it there for Bowling.
Go ahead and shoot the ball right there again.
Montana passed up two jumpers. This ball's inbound to Large. He gives it up to the guard topping out top. 5:25 to go here in the fourth. 66-46. Three-point shot from the left wing's up and no good. We're on the play Sutton. He gets it back to the guy that missed the three-point shot and he puts it in this time. That's Parker Ison. That makes it 68-46. Clock's at 5:08 to go. As Bashir picks up his dribble, finds Smith. Nice little fake pass and a going up for a layup. Nice move. Defense fell for that. I'd pick on and say I wouldn't have fallen for that.
Yeah.
It was the old McHale move. As they get it into the paint, Sutton catches it, lays it in. Shooting 91% from the floor. 4:37 to go.
He's now 11 of 12 from the field.
Goodness gracious. Jason the pass over to Taylor. 3-point shot right wing. In and out, no good. Rebound the play, all racing. Back the other way is Arnett. Picked up by Bashir. Kicks it to Topping. As he keeps his dribble alive, top of the key. Now they look back to Arnett. And there's a wild attempt at a shot and a put back in by guess who, Sutton? 12 or 13.
He's always in the right place at the right time.
It was a wild attempt at a shot by Ice. He missed everything on the scoop layup.
Fell right into Sutton's hands.
Yep. Brashear, just behind the free throw line, is no good. Long rebound, Bowling, put back up, no good. Had a good look at it.
Yes, he did.
Thought
maybe he got fouled on that, but no call.
Yep. Out to Large, fakes the three, takes to the basket, easy two. 74-48, 3.5 to go here in this fourth quarter. Out to Sorrell. Three-point shot, top of the key, is no good. Rebound on the play, Bowling. He puts it back up, and he's fouled this time by Sutton.
Good hustle by Bowling there. Both trips. He's played hard on, of course, he plays hard every night. He's played hard on both ends of the court.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, he is a junior, but he hasn't played a lot of basketball.
He hasn't played a lot of basketball, a lot.
And, you know, getting him out there as he comes up short on a free throw here, he'll get another one. But he's one of the guys out here that has the body to go to that post and be a really physical post player for us. And you know, he's a football guy. There's no doubt about it. That's, you know, that's what he's grown up playing.
Exactly.
But he can help this team. He really can.
For not playing much basketball, he has some skills there. Just, you know, somebody work with him block to block. That's all he needs to know.
This free throw is bouncing good. He makes one of two. That makes it 74-49. 3:18 to go here in this contest. Thacker walks it up into the front court. Clock ticks down to 3 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Here's a three-point shot that's taken from the left wing and made. And that's Eli Haynes in the game, making his first bucket.
Step right off the bench and this, like he'd been doing it all night.
Montana Brashear, fadeaway shot, no good. Rebound to play by Bowling, kicks it back out to Montana. In the paint, tries an up and under shot. Hits underneath the backboard. Rebound to play here by Racing as they look to take it in transition. They set up their offense. Hawks at 237, wide open three, Thacker, top of the key. They left him wide open. But nobody in the car went.
You can't do that.
Makes it 80-49.
I mean, he's 5 for 8 from three-point land.
Hawks at 225 to go here in this contest. Preston Roussis out top with it. Let's hear the catch by Bowling. Looking
tried
inside.
To force it.
Stolen away. Jay steals it back. So good job there by Smith. He's going to take it up and under, lays it up, and no good. Rebound to play. Platform pulled out there by Raceland. Backer has it. 1:59 to go here in this fourth quarter. Pass to the corner. Three is on its way. In and out, no good. Rebound by Bowling. Because that 3-point was missed by Van Lanningham. El Casal takes it coast to coast. Shots taken. No good. He'll go to line for two. Maybe he takes a beating night in, night out.
Yes, he does.
And, you know, sometimes you think, well, you know, these kids are young, they can take it. And we've seen, you know, we've seen Zach Otis take it for years, you know, and a little different frame.
Exactly,
you know,
you're
Zach,
right.
Zach had a little different body and had probably 20 more pounds on him. And Talon has put on muscle, he's put on strength, but nobody's built to bounce off the basketball hardwood.
No, they are not.
But he takes two or three falls a game, and I know he's played through some aches and pains this entire year.
He's got a brace or a pad on his right knee as it is.
Yeah, and he's playing with a sore back. Second one's up, and it's good.
Tape on his shooting wrist. Both teams throwing in their subs going all the way down the end of the bench.
So Eli Bradley's in. Preston Roussis, that is, stays in. Cooper Cox, a freshman in. Isaac Urie, a freshman in. And Grigsby, another underclassman in here for the Cavs. 30-point ball game, 1:41 to go in this contest. As you said, a host of substitutions both ways. Trey Douglas had it out top. Garrison Stevens now in for Raceland. There's a shot inside, a couple of opportunities for Raceland. They're going to shoot it to the score. Three top of the key is no good. That one was attempted by Hicks. Rebound to play by Preston Roussis.
This young buck bunch is hurting their shooting percentages. Those starters are going to be mad.
True. There's a kick over to Grigsby. He's not shy to shoot at all. He was a shot blocked out of bounds. As that one was deflected out.
It's a good hard take by Grigsby.
Yeah. Couldn't hit to the block. Brody Bradshaw made his way in here for Raceland.
Coach Brown has gone deep on his bench in Raceland.
He has went about 17 deep.
He just keeps pulling kids out.
As Grigsby gives up to Alakita Cox. Now over to Yori. Grigsby has it in the corner. Into the paint.
He got fouled.
He's a tall foul on the floor.
Westfall. Of course, that's his first. He just stepped on the court.
That's the third team foul here in this quarter. Ball hits the deck. Racing will come out with a steal.
It's a pinball down there.
They finally grab it. So 30-point ball game, 45 seconds. Racing gets the ball into the front court. So there is a good take and a score. That can just get back defensively, and they give it up.
Trey Douglas.
Douglas to the basket.
Yuri with opportunity.
Yuri scored last game. Because he had two at the end of the round counting game. So Isaac scores, and he will get a chance for a three-point play.
Good hard take right there. You get in a ball game like this, and you're down that far on the bench, you want to take advantage of every opportunity you get.
Been there, been there.
Oh.
Free throws up, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound to play, put back up by Cox, no good. He missed the golden opportunity. It used to be trying to get your name in the Herald Leader.
Exactly.
That
yes.
was the thing.
It was. It was a big thing.
You get that two beside your name in there, you felt pretty good about it. Show the girls. Here's a pass out to the top of the key. They're just kind of moving it around. Hicks had it. Now they find a wide open. Back to the two. Yeah.
Nope.
Bradshaw. Brody Bradshaw. Bashford missed the three at the buzzer, and that's it. Final score, 84-52. Bath County's going to fall 5-14 on the season. Raceland's going to improve to 11-9 on the campaign. We're going to head back to the studio, hear a few words from some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Basketball here at WKCA.
The unsung hero of the game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Welcome back to Bath County High School Gymnasium. Final score tonight, 84-52. As Raceland picks up a big win here in Owingsville over the Cats, as Wildcats fall to 5-13 5-14 with this loss. And it was a lot of Raceland early. I thought they came out of the gates and just controlled the tempo from the get-go. They made shots. They were able to get stops when they needed them there in that first half and just really take the momentum away from Bath County. And this game was pretty much over at halftime, and you hate to say that. So when we come back to the second half, we were just looking for a team to actually play hard. And I thought the Wildcats did that.
Yes, they did.
But they came up just a little bit short by just not executing. And we got to turn right back around on Wednesday and play a Fleming County team that is loaded. They have one big win. They are the front runner in the 16th region, or excuse me, in the 61st district. And they're one of the top three or four teams in the region as well. So it's not going to get any easier here in this home floor on Wednesday night. But that's where we are. That's what we got in front of us. And this was just a tough one from the get-go. Dave, you got some stats?
I think I'm ready, yes.
Okay.
Racing on the night, 37 of 58 from the field for 64%, 26 of 34 inside the arc. 26 of 34. Sutton was 12 of 13 himself. They were 11 of 24 from three-point land for 46%, and never shot a free throw the second half, wound up 2 for 2 for 100%. They were led in scoring, of course, by Sutton with 24, Large with 22, Thacker with 17, the three that they're always led by. Topping was 6, Eisen 4, Arnett 2, Douglas 2, and Bradshaw 2. So for those listening, if there happens to be some Raceland fans listening, I am unofficial, so please don't mark down what I wrote down. So for your Wildcats, 21 of 51 from the field for 41%, 3 of 12 from three-point land for 25%, 6 of 13 from the free throw line for 46%. Bath was letting scoring tonight by Montana Pershear with 17. He was the only Wildcat to get in double figures by my books. Jay Smith with 8. Saul McCarty with 5 apiece. Rennie had 7. 2 for Braden Roussas. 2 for Isaac Urey. And 5 for Alan Bowen to round out your scoring for your Wildcats. Tough night for the Wildcats. And then, like you say, they've got to bounce back and get ready for Fleming County on Wednesday night.
Well, as we go through our post-game Players of the Game Awards, brought to you by several of our really good sponsors here in our county and surrounding counties, our R.L. Cottle Construction Company Player of the Game. Coach, what are you thinking?
Are we going just Player of the Game tonight? I'm thinking I'm going to go with Montana Pershear. He had a great game on offense. He had 17 points. He did come up with some couple steals and some rebounds. And, you know, that's the Pershear we need every night. You know, he's got to come out and lead us on both ends of the floor. So that's a big – I thought that was a big game for him to bounce back because I don't think he scored against Brown the other night.
Good choice, as we'll continue our players in the game shortly. Coach Perry has joined us here courtside. Coach, tough one from the beginning. You know, we fell down 14-0, and I know that's deflating because we felt like we were playing a little better basketball, had a good game plan. They get off the bus. They go up early.
Well, I'm going to say that if you were to do percentage-wise, they probably shot at least 50 to 55% from the floor tonight.
Yep.
Okay, we're trying to play zone. We're getting out. They're knocking them down. And then you turn and go man, and they're still knocking them down, and it just demoralizes you. I mean, the kids gave good effort. I'm not going to discredit our kids. They played hard from start to finish. It's just, you know, some nights you face a beast that you just can't do anything with. And, you know, the things that we've got to do are we can't give up second chance points off a guy just running from the weak side and getting a rebound. We can't get backdoored. Those are things that we work on. I can live with a guy knocking a shot down in your face, but we got to get our hands up and contest, active hands. And, you know, we struggle to score at times. And we need guys to start being consistent on the offensive end. We're getting good looks at times. We're just not knocking them down. And we got to find a night where we come in here and that basket looks like a well and it just, you know, or a big wash tub and the ball goes in left and right just to get our confidence built up.
Well, and we had 6 or 8 shots early, you know, go in, come out, in, you know, local, inside stuff just didn't fall. And that you could tell our confidence was sort of
well, at that point. It tends to happen when that happens. You know, you just kind of, you know, it's almost like the air is let out of the ball. Somebody cuts the ball and it just lets it out and you just kind of lose faith a little bit. But, you know, we just got to keep battling and keep working and hopefully, you know, we can ride this ship by district tournament time and be dangerous. But, you know, at times we just got, we've got to be coachable, got to listen to what the coaching staff asks of you, be willing to do that. You know, you got to know what your role is. and you got to be good at your row, and you got to aspire to have a different row. And if you aspire to have a different row, then you got to get in here when nobody's here and work on things to try to get that row. You know, sometimes we try to be things that we're not, and we can't be that. We got to be relying on each other defensively. We've got to be team oriented. We've got a team gang rebound. We've got a team gang get the ball up the floor against the press. At first, we were forcing it a little bit, but then when we take our time and just be patient and reverse it around the perimeter, you know, we're able to break the press. And you would think if we do that three or four times that we would get in a routine, but I don't know, you know how kids are. Sometimes they see that opening and they just go for it.
Yeah, 48 hours from Fleming County. We get to see them again. Very skilled team. A chance we could see them multiple times. So we'll talk about them.
Well, they're a very good team. They're playing extremely well right now, coming off a runner-up in the 2A state championship where they got defeated by, I want to say it was Lexington Catholic. They played round, a tough ball game. Not round, led the majority of the game, but at the end they found a way. They're tough, hard-nosed. They defend. They run their system. They're unselfish. They know their roles, and they play within themselves and for each other. And that's what we got to get to doing. We got to get to where we play so unselfish that the game is easy.
Yep.
And not make it difficult.
Coach, thanks for coming up.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
That's Coach Matthew Perry. Bath County once again falls tonight by a score of
84-52.
I'm looking at it. Okay, players of the game.
It doesn't look any better anytime you look at it.
Okay, I'm going to cross my eyes here, and it still doesn't look good. Okay, so 84-52 final score. Montana Bashir is our RL Collar Construction Company player of the game. As far as our Swartz's Mowing Unsung Hero, several candidates. Coach, what do you think there?
Lots of candidates. I kind of went with Alan Bowling, especially in the second half. He came in and he did some dirty work, did some grunting. He attacked the offensive glass. They got some putbacks, got to the free throw line. You know, him and Mo and Braden Roosis, they had a tough defensive assignment with Sutton on that one end, but I think I'm going to go with Alan Bowling with the unsung hero on that.
As far as our defensive player of the game, brought to you by Downtown Athletic Club in Mount Sterling, you give up 84, and they had so many looks, it's hard to really...
It's hard to pick out somebody as a defensive award, so I could use some help on this one if you can think of somebody. I mean, I got a couple of people in mind, but what are you thinking?
One of the things that I saw there, Braden Roos has stepped in some passing lanes, and he really wasn't deficient defensively.
Right.
And when you didn't make a lot of mistakes defensively in a game like this, I think you may deserve an award on a night like this. So he's playing hard. He's, you know, he was in a reserve role. You know, I told him, I said, you're kind of a Darius Miller on this team. You don't have to start. Well, now we need him to start. Yeah. So he steps into a starting role. And, you know, he's starting to absorb more of those minutes, but you also start to absorb more of those defensive assignments. So when you get the ball in the post, you're going to get more attention. You're not going to have wide open looks. You're not going to get the layup. So he's having to work really hard on both ends of the floor.
Yes, he is.
But I was proud of him defensively tonight, and we just kind of parlayed that into some good results on Wednesday, because Fleming County, they got the guards everybody knows about, but man, it's those guys on the baseline like Fry with those jumpers, 15, 17, 19 feet. He is a shooter, and you don't realize that because you see the three guards that get all of the attention and all the media hype, but it's their 4, 5, 6, and 7 man that can beat you.
And I'm sure if Coach Price will take anything out of this game, he's going to look at that third quarter and that third quarter only when they made a little run, made some good stops. Made some good execution on the offensive end. That's what you need. That's what you need to build your confidence on. That's what you need to take into Wednesday night and for the rest of the season. And he's right about kids. They got to learn their role. Not everybody's a scorer. You know, you need somebody to rebound. You need somebody to play defense, handle the ball, and all that stuff. So there's some tools there. It's just getting them to come together this late in the season and get rolling. And it's frustrating. You know, I've been on teams that. We're sitting at 3 and 4 wins in a basketball season, and it's tough.
Yep.
It's a grind, but you got to mentally be prepared every night to do something and maybe break that string.
Well, I'm going to write a book one day, and nobody will want to read it, but there is a chapter about role definition and understanding in it.
Yep.
And it's something that coaches need to understand and players need to understand as well, and parents.
Exactly.
And I think that...
And it goes for all team sports.
It goes for every sport, every level. You know, it's just one of those things. And what he did say there, he did make one point. Understand that role and want more. And do what it takes to get more and whatever that is. But the Bath County, we're at a point where you got to have kind of a reboot here. and try to be a dangerous team.
Right.
Let's be dangerous by the end of the year. You know, that's
ruin somebody else's season.
Right, and you've got an opportunity to do that because we've had ours ruined before.
Exactly.
And we've had some big years that came up short. I played on a 4-21 team that won a district game and went to the region in 99. So it can happen.
It can happen, exactly
but
right.
But you've just got to take care of business at the right time and hopefully get better, and that's kind of where we are. So that's going to wrap up our broadcast. We'd like to thank Hannah back to the studio for doing a wonderful job. All of our sponsors, you the listeners, for making this broadcast possible. For Davey Moore, this is Patrick Armitage. Until Wednesday night, have a safe trip home, everyone.
It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owensville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owensville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owensville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Over you. with a nice shirt.